This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake and money.
Welcome to Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Farmer Doug Steffen, broadcaster, farmer. I decided this program fit with my love of farming, my love of broadcasting, and so now the program is heard all around the country various times over the course of the week. Happy to have you along. The idea here is to fix problems with the food supply, the small farmer, the family farmer. The American Institution of Agriculture is being attacked by big business, big government. And so in this circumstance, we try to find stories that are good that will help you, perhaps inspire you in some way, shape, or form, or actually give you practical ideas as to how to solve some of the problems that you may be facing on your farm, or what Americans need to know about what's going on the farm. The locavore movement is a very important part of our focus here. Locavore movement is that group of people in your town who want to buy from you because you're producing your goods, your products locally. That's the best combination as far as I'm concerned. The things that are going on in our country with the weather and how it's affected farmers, and again, the government getting involved. The dairy industry wasn't bad enough with all of the focus on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the weather, the drought, and how that's affected us. That was interesting that a bunch of dairy producers met in Wisconsin, and with them was the Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to purchase $20 million worth of cheddar cheese to reduce the cheese surplus and push the value up of that a little bit. That's good and bad. It's sort of artificial, but the government uses the cheese anyway in the school lunch program and other things. So milk supplies and dairy business in general have been bad, really bad, the last two or three years. Actually, as long as I've been involved in dairying, the price has been just stupid. So anyway, they're trying to help out the dairy farmer, and I thought that was something that was worth some note. Let me introduce you to the star of our conversation this week, a fellow named Joe Small, who runs the Small Farm operation. Go to their website. I believe it's a Small Farm LLC. Well, let me find out from Joe. Joe's story is about him and his father, and it's a great, inspiring story. That's why I wanted to have him here to tell the story. Joe, welcome.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. You've been farming with your father all of your life. Tell us what your first memory is of a farm experience. Was it with an animal? Was it on a piece of machinery? Was it out in the field? What do you remember first?
Well, the first thing was picking cotton with a sack and putting it in a sack back when I was in 5, 6 years, 7 years old out on the farm. Had a little small farm, and we picked cotton by hand at that time. And it just all started from there.
So was your father with you? Was he teaching you? And how many other members of your family were there doing that at the same time as you?
At that time, it was only me. I was the oldest child, and my younger brother's 10 years younger than I am. And so it was just me and my mother out in the field, and Dad was on equipment taking care of the rest of the farm while we picked the cotton.
Mm-hmm. So you go back to the 20s. You were about, what, 6 or 7 when the Dust Bowl blew in? When the
That was Dad. I was born in 1951.
51. Okay, your father is 23. Yeah. Yes, yes, that's right, too.
Yes.
But your father is 92, and he's still working, although he's reported to be thinking about retiring. Is that true?
Well, just because of his eyesight. He's having trouble with his eyes, and that's the only thing that's holding him back.
Yep. Do you think that the reason he's still healthy at the age of 92 is because of his work on the farm? The reason I ask you that is because that's what I maintain. I'm a little older than you are, and I feel the same as I did when I was in my 30s. I physically can do the same amount of work, and I think that that's one of the reasons that I have stayed in shape, because mentally and physically, I'm very attuned to what's going on the farm. What about your dad?
I think so, too. It's out in the open air, and, you know, the sunshine, the wind, you know, stuff that just seems to keep you more toned up than it does being cooped up in a small place.
Yeah. So your father and you have always been eager to get into the fields. Do you have, you said you were the oldest at the time. Do you have other siblings that are involved in farming, or did it all go to you to be a farmer?
No, my brother, 10 years younger, he farms about 3,500 acres in southeast Missouri.
Mm-hmm. How many acres are you doing,
cotton,
Joe?
Soybeans and corn.
Yeah,
well, I do the custom work that we always have on large acres with our combines, and then I also help manage a farm in northwest Mississippi.
So you're in Missouri.
I'm not cutting. No, so, I'm in Mississippi. He's in Missouri. The younger brother.
Okay. So there is a large. Your father working with you on that farm?
He has up until this year, and like I said, his eyesight cut him back this year, so he's in southeast Missouri where he lives and where my brother lives.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason I asked the question is because I wondered whether he was still an influence on you. Does he help you decide how to do things? Or who, when you get right down to brass tacks, who has the most influence on you and your farming techniques?
Well, he always has. You know, he's been an inspiration as we went along through time. Well, we've worked together since the day I was born, and up until he had to kind of semi-retire this year, he's still down and comes down and helps out. And when we were getting the combines ready for the fall harvest, he was down helping me, even though his eyes are a little bad.
I have a friend who I went to school with in Ohio, whose father, her name is Patricia Lust, and they have a farm. Her father and her brother have a farm in a little community not far from, it's in the northwest part of Ohio, but they've been working together. He still gets up, I think he's 89 now, maybe 90, and up every morning and gets in his truck and drives out. He works on the equipment from dawn until dusk, and he doesn't do too much using the equipment, but he takes care of the equipment. I wonder how you are on this. They've stayed with older equipment, even though tax-wise it's better to buy new stuff, but they don't like messing with the new computers. What about you?
Well, we've tried to stay up with the new technology. We try to, you know, keep our equipment within a 2 or 3 year old period on what we do.
You do,
if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have some old, you know, older pieces and then newer pieces. But one of my old trucks we use on the farm's an '88 model that Daddy bought, and then we use up, you know, later model stuff also.
So what would you think if I told you that of the tractor, I have five or six International 435 balers that are about 45 years old. I've got a bunch of 6 Series Internationals, 826s, 856s, 806s. That's what I don't want. I don't like the newer stuff. I use that stuff.
Remember them well.
Yeah.
Remember them well.
Yeah. There's plenty of maintenance to do on them, but, you know, you go out to buy something new to replace one of those balers, $34,000, $35,000. And it just, you know, where I am, it doesn't pay.
That's right. In 1969, we bought 6 new combines and 6 new headers. And I was telling someone here the other day, last year we bought 1 new header. and it cost more than all six of the ones did when we bought six new ones in 69.
Yeah, it's crazy what prices are doing there and everything else. All right, we're having a conversation.
And our commodity prices are still as low as they as bad as they were in 69.
Yeah, that's what people don't get. Everybody likes cheap food, or everybody wants local food, but they don't want to pay for it. Tell me what your website is, Joe, so people can go look at you. You must have a website for your farm.
It's up and down. We've been having trouble with it, but it's smallfarmsllc.com.
Yep. All right, we'll continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, it's 19 after the hour, having a conversation with Joe Small, who has the small family farm in Missouri. No, do you say, are you Missouri? I got confused that. Missouri or Mississippi?
Yeah, well, my brother's in Missouri, and I'm in northwest Mississippi.
Okay. So, do you have any animals on your farm, or are you just a crop operation?
No, it's a row crop operation only. No livestock.
Have you ever thought of, what does that do for a farm like yours in terms of diversification? You obviously don't feel like you need to be diversified, but are others who are doing what you're doing, are they a little more diversified? All right, hold on a second. We'll find out. It's 21 after. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're profiling a farmer in Mississippi named Joe Small and the story of his father. Actually, I want to make the father a more of a focal point in our conversation. We got the gist of how you're operating your farm, Joe. Your father comes from Missouri. I see that he was raised in a one-room log cabin. He has an experience with the Civilian Conservation Corps, which must have helped him understand more about how maybe Mother Nature works. Do you think that's true? Or what was his father?
Yes, at a young time, it kind of showed him a little bit more what went on in other places besides the little spot he was born in.
Well, you got to wonder sometimes what brings people around to this. You're 65. You want to keep going like your father has. What about your children? Who's there to keep the legacy going?
I have a son that's 42, and he's always worked in the farm business also, and still does.
Yeah, is he working with you or is he on his own?
He works with me and on his own, both.
Mm-hmm.
He works an outside job, plus he works on in the harvesting operation.
Does that bother you and your friends? How many of us have to have other jobs in order to keep the farm going, and how few people understand that there's such a love for being around the farm, the ambiance of the farm? They will do almost anything. I have put myself in serious debt over the years trying to keep my farm running, and I don't know what the alternative. I mean, the alternative is not to do it, I guess, but that doesn't seem to be an option with most of us. But I don't think most people either know, or if they do know, I don't think they care. Do you?
Yes, and and somebody's got to man up and do it, or we won't have anything to eat. It's a growing population with a dwindling workforce.
Well, but they will tell you, they, The people, the politicians, excuse me, want to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which in my estimation will pretty much put every family farmer out of business in this country if that's passed. The Bayer-Monsanto merger, things like that that basically tell you how to operate your farm. You don't have choices anymore because your choice is being taken away from you, and I wonder what you think about that.
Yeah, it's a very, very tough situation. It's a fight, you know, every day against the odds. The odds are stacked against you. And, you know, but it seems like there's certain people in this business that, you know, want to stay regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like you said, if we had good sense sometime, we would probably be doing something else, but we feel the urge and we've got to keep the country going.
Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be those people who will tell you there's plenty of food being produced elsewhere, and that's basically what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about, to allow food to come in here cheaper than what we can make it or grow it for, and that's why I say it'll put a lot of people out of business, because, and then we'll be wondering in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, how come we don't have enough food to feed ourselves? If we don't work on this, in my estimation, if we don't change the direction politically and economically that we're going, never mind not being the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 25 or 30 years.
That's correct, and I think that's why the people that farm right now, what few is left, are so dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we see what the impact is. I want to talk to you about the biggest problem that you're facing when we continue. Joe Small, who's here from Small Farms LLC. It's smallfarmsllc.com. You want to check out the website. 28 minutes after the hour.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear, and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Hey, George. What's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn, they're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now that's a game plan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Now 34 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Small, who has been farming the Small Farm LLC in Mississippi. Is a perfect example of the kinds of things that are being faced by people in our country who want to stay on the farm. The father here, Jesse, is somebody who's been profiled in Time magazine. Is that true?
Yes.
What was the reason they found your father so interesting as compared to any of the others? Is it because at 92 he still wants to be a farmer?
No, they did it back in 1978.
Wow.
September of 1978.
Why? What was going on then?
We were running a big, you know, custom cutting operation with the combines, and some of the guys thought it was an interesting life and started checking into it, and then they did a nice article about us, and at that time, the and you know, a few other things over time came along, kind of reputation and stuff, and somebody just heard about it and checked into it.
How many people do you have working for you?
On the average, we run anywhere from 3 to 30.
Really? What makes the difference?
Well, at the different times of year, during the harvest season and stuff, and then on, like my brother's farm, he has 4 full-time people and that work year round, and then we have part-time that works during the harvest seasons and stuff when it slows down on the other. As this farm that I manage on, at when we're not combining, runs about 30 people from March till November.
What's the biggest problem that you face? Is it employees? Is it getting financing? More and more I talk to people about the credit shortfall. The banks don't want a loan because of the iffiness of what's going on in the marketplace. We certainly find that in the dairy industry. So how do you keep something going if you don't have access to the credit markets? And I wonder how that affects you. Are you in a position where you pay cash for everything at this point?
Oh, no. We have to borrow huge, you know, we have to borrow huge amounts of money on equipment and everything. It's no way to out of pocket. The expenses and stuff are too great. You know, it takes $several million to operate a farm of any size anymore. And like you said, credit is a factor, and finding the outlet of the money is a factor because of the iffiness you're talking about. You know, it's a full-time job just keeping enough cash flow to keep everything going.
So how do you give ideas to people who are listening? This is a big problem for lots of people who are running family farms just like yours. They have to find their way through the credit markets because, as you've suggested, it costs millions of dollars to buy some of this equipment if you have any size at all. So how do you do it? Give us a hint, a helpful hint, as to how you successfully have been able to make that work.
Well, it's just trying to keep enough money to keep your payments made, keep your bills paid, and at the end of the year, hope you've got enough to go one more time.
It's pretty simple, isn't it? You're right. Pretty simple.
People don't realize what it costs, but, you know, they see big equipment and this or that. They think a person's very wealthy when, you know, sometimes he's not making $1 an hour for the hours he puts in.
Yeah. No, that's very, very true. It's very difficult. It's if you worry about getting paid by the hour, you better not be doing what you're doing.
That's for sure.
No, it's not going to. What about safety issues with you, Joe? Again, I'm trying to touch on many different things that I'm sure you've dealt with that will help others to see perhaps a way of doing better what they're doing. So how do you handle safety issues on your farm?
We try to keep a step ahead of the problem that's coming. We try to learn over the years to see the problem coming. And, we have such a trouble with the drug problems anymore and in the labor force. And you have to try to be one step ahead of it at all times. And that's almost a full-time operation. You know, when you're safety director, mechanic, business, there's just not enough time in the day for all of it to get done.
Right. And but you can't afford to have people doing it because as you've suggested, it's a very tight, you got to be really carefully managing the money. It just is that simple. You go out and you have a budget. If you can keep to the budget, maybe it's more simple than that. You just, you know, pay the bills and hope there's something left over. But There are so many, and that's kind of why I went to the credit route with you to talk about that and how you, that's the number one cause of business failure as far as I'm concerned, when your sales aren't high enough, even if you have a strong sales effort. But yours, your commodity, you're in the commodity business. Your, what you take in is decided on by people that have, they don't even know you. Right? I mean, you're putting your stuff out there. What you harvest is going into a pool, and basically it's the same as dairy. Somebody's decided elsewhere what you're going to get paid for your product.
Well, it's you know, what really makes it tough is when you sell wholesale and buy retail.
Yeah.
It's reversed to what it should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of our big problems. It's kind of like our wheat, you know, it's so cheap when the wrapper on the loaf of bread costs more than the wheat in the bread.
Yeah.
Does, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, this problem's been there for years.
Yeah, it has.
And nobody understands, you know, it's hard for people outside to understand what, you know, that food cost is and how it's produced and how much it takes to produce it and, you know, the EPA is, you know, came in and set regulations that is costing thousands of dollars a year.
And are unnecessary. Completely
and,
unnecessary.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like our new equipment that's went to the DEF program to have to put the DEF in it. Another added expense, the cost of the engines is tremendous.
Yep.
Because of it, it's... you know, it's just so out of proportion to what the intake is, and you know, and everyone's sitting scratching their head wondering what, you know, what's going to take place next, what are we going to do to keep this thing going, and you know, so much of our stuff imported. We you know, have trouble getting that, you know, cost of shipping, cost of other stuff for parts on imported goods, everything eats from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Hold on a second. I want to continue and get a little more information as we tell the story of the small farm operation in Mississippi with Joe Small, paying tribute as well to his father, Jesse, who has retired from farming at the age of 92. So this is a multi-tiered conversation about Jesse the father, how he got started and what he kept going, and what Joe has continued to do at his age and will hopefully continue until he's his father's age. I certainly want to do that myself on my farm. A lot of grain, this business, this area is big in the grain business, so that's, you know, that's really what they're dealing with, the value of the commodity that they're growing. Let's pause and think about your health for a moment. Talk about blood flow, the healthy circulation that you have in your body right now, or maybe you don't have in your body right now. It is critically important as you get older to make sure that you support healthy blood flow and getting dietary nitrates through SuperBeets into your body so it can convert to nitric oxide and get the arteries opened up so the blood goes to your brain, to your muscles, to every part of your body. And SuperBeets is the best way for you to get the natural dietary nitrates that you need. Put a scoop in a 4-ounce glass of water, maybe put it in a smoothie, and man, are you all set for the day. Open up your circulation possibilities. Blood pressure levels stay normal. SuperBeets works 3 times faster to give you the results that you can feel. This is not artificial anything. This is all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown, cooked, dried and powdered. So in that canister, when you open it up, you have a smell. If you like the smell of beets, okay. If you don't, you like cherry, comes in cherry flavors as well. This is the hottest nutrition product on the market. SuperBeets. Everybody is taking it. Everybody is talking about it. Athletes, racers, runners, anybody who wants to have more from their fitness program is on top of SuperBeets. So make yourself Right now, as you decide how to spend whatever little extra money you may have, this is a secret way for you to keep healthy. Eating clean and taking Super Beets. Call for a 30-day free supply, 800-655-4183. Yep, you get a 30-day supply free when you have your first order processed. It's very easy. They're all this company has been in business a long time, and they give you a money-back guarantee because they all know that if the product doesn't work, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And their reputation is so solid because they are making a great product. Otherwise, they go out of business. Everybody sent it back. You know what I'm saying. 800-655-4183. Call that number now and order Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Very compelling product. 800-655-4183. Or order it online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, 47 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Joe Small from the small farm in Mississippi. I asked you about the biggest problems that you faced. What's when you look back and at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month or end of the year, you smile about something. What makes you smile the most?
When you plant the fields, you watch them all year, you harvest them. It goes back to the same spot it was the year before. You just get ready to do it again.
Isn't that it really is a fabulous feeling. I think about that when I watch cows being, when the calves are born and bringing them through, or when I plant corn, or we're out now planting a lot of hay fields. Hopefully it'll catch before the bad weather. Those sorts of things. But you watch things grow. That is a motivating force that's so powerful. Isn't it, Joe, the watching of things growing and coming out of what is the death season, wintertime, and into spring and watching it all grow? It's just it's such a fantastic feeling.
Yes, it is. And, God created a tremendous thing when you could plant one seed and get 5,000 back from it.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
As long as you don't tell Monsanto you're doing that, you're fine. Oh, my God. What a world we live in. People need to value what you do and what's done on the farm, and that's part of the reason for this program. The other part is for you and others like you to tell your stories so that we can all learn from your successes. So thank you. Congratulations to your father on his many years as a terrific farmer, and the best to you. Hopefully you and I will both be talking again in 30 years about what we've done for the last 30 years. Thanks, Joe Small, for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and for those of you who are wondering, it's Luke Bryan. The song is Here's to the Farmer. Our focus is the American Family Farmer. 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with these comments. My first focus is on the proposed IRS regulations. Some of you may have heard about them through your ag organization. Some of you may not have heard how this president and this administration wants to increase what your family may pay as you transfer the business and the farm itself down to the next generation, according to what has shown up on those who are looking at with an eagle eye on what Mr. Obama is trying to do in his lame duck term between the election and the inauguration, is increase the estate tax on farms and businesses by 40%. This is a grab unprecedented by these so-and-sos. The regulations require that you take a discount. The government, before you take the discount, will tax you on the real value, but then when you transfer it to your family or a charity, you got to take a discount. Let's say you're a farmer and you own a company with a couple thousand acres of farmland. At the time of your death, the value is $20 million. His will provides that half goes to his heirs and half will be given to his local church. Normal valuation principles call for the farm to be valued at $13 million. However, the proposed regulations that Obama wants to put in would require the estate to value the farm at $20 million and then value the 50% going to charity at $6.5 million. So they're going to screw you by taking $6.5 million, which was half of the $13 million that it's being valued at, but they're going to tax you on the 20 million. So you're going to pay $3.5 million in taxes on this. $3.5 million in taxes on land that you farmed and that you want to give to your children in order for them. I don't know any farmer who got $3.5 million laying around in the bank so that when he dies he can give it. So what happens? Land gets forfeited, developed, and we have less land in production. Brilliant. And what do they do with the money? You see what they do with the money. You want to protest this? You better know who you're voting for in November. That would be my recommendation to you. In a moment, another government boondoggle, this time in the state of Virginia. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, so let's go on the Family Farmer to the state of Virginia, where vendors who are preparing food on site for samples and farmers markets, that sort of thing, are now being told that they have to get a temporary food vendor's permit from the Virginia Department of Health. When you look at, and this is happening, I had the same problem here in my community with the clueless people in management that don't really know. I mean, these people in the agriculture department should know what's going on and why it is that they need permits and food sanitation inspections now. This is just slicing into the amount of money these farmers can make. It's harassment as far as I'm concerned, and I bet you're seeing it. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because this may give people listening who are in these positions an idea that they didn't have before. Oh, wow, we can make them all get inspected. That's $35. That's $50 for slicing a vegetable for the customers to see what it tastes like or have a little taste of ice cream or something like that. Now, what they say is that they're worried about widespread foodborne illness and that this might be an opportunity for listeria or salmonella or E. coli to come in. So tell me, what does inspecting it do for it? If you were really on our side, you'd have ways of preventing it. You'd come to us with ways to prevent it from being a problem, not come in and inspect us, send in the state health inspectors to inspect us, and they give you a fine if they come up with some way of measuring what the level of bacteria is. How about you come fix it with us? How about you do something good for us for a change? How about that for food for thought there, you folks in Virginia and elsewhere who are overpowering the local family farm?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.